Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give before this governing council will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth submitted under the pains and penalties of perjury?
Okay.
I do. Thank you. Please.
Again, could you give your name and your relationship to the case, please?
My name is Richard Kinsman. I am Lockheed's Ward Bird's first cousin once removed.
Okay. Do you have a statement you'd like to make?
An unprepared one, yes. I have known Lockheed all of his life and most of mine. I babysat for him when he was a little boy and I was a teenager. More, I think, to the point today, I'm also a licensed clinical social worker with 30 years experience, licensed in the state of Maine. And when I first moved to Maine to take the position I have now for a mental health crisis service, I encountered gun use, gun ownership, in a way that I hadn't really been part of my life until that time. And the issue of gun safety and gun security came into question more often than I was prepared for, and more often than any of us would like, I think, in terms of the nature of the situations where people's lives were at risk. And so at one point, after many, many occasions where the question of are guns in the home that we're going to be going into, or where these children are at present, are there guns in the home and are they secure, I became concerned about just what good gun safety was, because too often I was hearing that, oh yes, the gun's well hidden under the bed or above the china closet and matters like that. So there were two things I decided to do. One was stop in at the Kittery Trading Post to see what gun safety really looked like in terms of gun safes and things like that. And I must tell you that the first person I thought to talk to as an expert was my cousin Ward, because only casually in conversation over the years, you know, I knew him to be a gun owner, and I knew him to be very thoughtful and careful about his gun ownership. So I recall a conversation with my cousin a good 11 or 12 years ago, where I asked him point blank, what do you consider gun safety? And I was impressed then, and looking back now, I'm equally impressed at the thoughtfulness and the care and the knowledge that he has about guns and what it takes to keep guns safe and to keep everybody safe around those guns. And there have been many times where I've drawn upon that knowledge myself in assessing situations that I am sending mental health crisis workers into, or in terms of coaching family members about what proper gun safety should be. And I've also done training of my own staff in gun safety, largely from my conversation with my cousin Ward.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.